USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Veteran Democratic Congressman and civil rights champion John Lewis now says he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. A few years ago, he introduced a friend at a bridge in the Deep South where he marched and was beaten decades ago.
If someone had told me when we were crossing this bridge that one day I would be back here introducing the first African-American president, I would have said, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you don't know what to talk about. President Barack Obama!
Former President Obama tweets, if there's one thing I love about John Lewis, it's his incomparable will to fight. Russia says it stopped a terrorism attack reportedly planned in St. Petersburg because of a tip from Washington. A Russian news agency says two Russians were detained on suspicion of plotting attacks during New Year's festivities. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Police say armed worshippers in White Settlement, Texas, shot and killed a gunman who'd opened fire during a morning service, ending an attack that killed two parishioners. Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wavern.
A horrific day in Tarrant County, and our prayers and thoughts are with the folks over here at the church and the people that are lost. But today, evil walked boldly among us. But let me remind you, good people raised up and stopped it before it got worse.
No word yet on a motive. On Twitter, President Trump is urging Americans to unite against anti-Semitism after intruders stabbed people at a rabbi's house in New York during a gathering to celebrate Hanukkah. Rabbi Israel Kahan with the Oshrim Jewish Council says people jumped in to help.
We're grateful to God that people fought back. I mean, quick-thinking individuals instead of cowering and ducking, you know, grabbed whatever they could, makeshift weapons, and just, you know, someone took a coat rail, a mobile coat rail, and just rammed them with it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Southern Republican senator says he's keeping an open mind about an impeachment trial in the Senate. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Louisiana Republican John Kennedy saying that the House was unfair in its handling of the case, but he's keeping an open mind when it comes to the Senate trial.
I don't want them saying, well, we were just run over by the same truck twice. It was unfair in the House and it was unfair in the Senate. I want people to think that it was a level playing field.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kennedy also said when it comes to how the process will work in the Senate, he says there are no rules and no standards of proof required. Congress has another week off before returning to work in early January.
North Korea is opening a new dialogue with the United States. USA's John Hunt has more.
North Korea has opened a high-profile political conference to discuss how to overcome harsh trials and difficulties with the United States. Days before a year-end deadline set by Pyongyang for Washington to make concessions in nuclear negotiations. The ruling Workers' Party meeting is a focus of keen attention, as some observers predict North Korea might use the conference to announce it would abandon faltering diplomacy with the U.S. and lift its moratorium on major weapons tests. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.